Welcome to Tavern Tales Junior, a curated live play 5e Dungeons and Dragons podcast for kids. In Tavern Tales Junior, we'll take a group of kids on a fantastical adventure using a modified 5e rule set. This podcast is created by and for kids, so let's see where they want to take the adventure today.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free, through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me, and I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come, and we'll leave the street.
Welcome to Tavern Tales Junior.
But an additional head, it's my sister's birthday named Robin.
Yes, it is. How old are you now, Robin?
How many fingers do you have on your hand?
5.
No, like on your hands.
Oh, on both hands?
Yeah.
11.
No.
Hey, don't you make fun of my 6-fingered hand.
Well, for you, maybe you're different, but normal humans usually have 5 fingers on each hand.
I am not a normal human, although I do really only have 5 fingers on each hand. So that means Robin is 10, and Alex is?
11.
And Savannah is?
10.
Wow, and Savannah will be 11 soon as well.
I am.
And Will, of course, is 6, because our very last episode of Tavern Tales Junior was Will's birthday episode. Should we do a quick recap since it's been a couple of weeks since we played?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where are we now?
The world of Fairhaven.
Well, that's the city of Fairhaven, but the world is Faerûn.
Oh, right.
And you're all from Fairhaven, so that's
mixed up.
That's fine. You got the first part of that right, so that's good. All right, and you're all members of the Lord's Own, and you've descended into the Savannah?
Underdark.
Yeah, we've descended into the Underdark, but specifically the city of
Menzel Branzen.
Which is, of course, whose character's home?
Mine.
That's really good for a podcast. Who said mine?
Alex did.
Alex, who plays?
Christopher the Dark Elf.
Christopher the Dark Elf lives in Menzel Branzen, and you have left Christopher's home with a mission from his mother. What is that mission? You had to go somewhere.
We went to the Goldwick's house to get the golden shroud.
It's kind of a necklace thing. It's a necklace. It's not any color. It is gold.
And why is this thing important?
Christopher's mom wanted it back, so we're kind of on this mission to get it. Christopher's family's very special item.
Why is it special?
It's Christopher's family's crest. It's like their special, like, family item.
Right, it's a symbol.
Daddy, can you show me what the mime looks like?
Mime?
Yeah, the thing that we defeated.
Oh, right, yeah, we'll get to that in a moment. Good call, bud. You're there to get the golden shroud, which is the symbol of the Tuffer family. And when they go to court, they wear this symbol, or they carry this item on them to show that they have power and acclaim. And if it is stolen or taken, the family loses a great deal of status. Who stole it?
The Goldwicks.
The Goldwicks.
Oh, everybody wanted to jump on that one. You all remembered the Goldwicks very, very well.
Such nasty people.
Our band of stalwart adventurers has journeyed into the Goldwick Manor. They were given a couple of things, though, from Chris's mom, to help them in their journey. What do you know what those two things were?
Dad, what game are we on?
Game something or other?
Which game? Like
Tavern Tales Junior?
Like Dad.
The number?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't recall the number. 8, 9, 10, somewhere around there.
We were given a magic stun dart.
Right.
And a portable hole.
A portable hole. What does this portable hole do for you guys?
It's
If you place it down, it allows you to go through that wall, and you can only pick it back up on the side that you placed it on.
Perfect. Yes, that is exactly right. It's a difficult but very magical tool for you guys to penetrate the Gouldwick Manor. And you did. You climbed in through a ventilation shaft, and you journeyed through the through the ventilation system until you found some...
I forget what they're called, but they were like these little, like, fiery beasts.
Yeah, they're called Mephits. And what did you guys do with them?
We didn't kill them.
No, you didn't.
Nothing, really. We just hid from them until they went away.
You hid from them, they went away, and what did you find in the furnace itself?
White hot diamonds.
That's right. Did you take any of them?
Yes.
Really? You did?
We took one.
Oh, okay. Then we went further into the ventilation system, and we dropped down outside of...
the master bedroom.
That's right, the master bedroom, where you snuck into the master bedroom, and you found the golden shroud!
Except not.
Oh, no. What was it instead, Will?
A mime! A mimic.
What is a mimic? What was so special about a mimic? Yes.
The mimic is a creature that can mimic any furniture, I think.
Oh, yeah. It mimics anything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it was looking like a... Yeah, Robin?
Wait, can it mimic people?
Probably. It didn't, though, did it? Maybe it can't. Maybe it can only mimic physical objects and not things and creatures.
But with the mimic, it can never get it perfect. When it transforms, there's always at least something wrong about it.
Right, and you guys noticed that wrong thing, but you had a huge fight with the mimic and the lights kept going out, right? But eventually, you were able to save the day, defeat the mimic, and realize that there was nothing in this room that looked like the golden shroud.
And the mimic just like makes something with eyes on it. Just it makes it perfectly, like, weird.
Okay, yeah, if that's how you pictured it. This is all in the world of the imagination, so if you picture it a little bit differently from everybody else, that's just fine.
What does a mimic look like?
Well, there's no recorded image of what a mimic looks like in its natural form. Most of the time, they look like treasure chests in dungeons, waiting for an unsuspecting adventurer to get too close, and then it opens up the treasure chest lid and swallows them whole and then eats them up. But this mimic seemed to be employed by the Gouldwick family as a means of stopping and stymieing adventurers who might come into their home and try to steal the golden shroud. But when the lights were all off, somebody noticed something. What did they notice?
Evidently enough, I used detect magic.
I think it might have been Savannah that noticed that every time that we hit the mimic, the lights would go out.
But when the lights were out, what did you guys notice? Did you notice a light coming from something?
I did.
What did you notice a light coming from?
Because I had detect magic on, I noticed all of the magical items in the room would glow.
Yes, you noticed that there was these two magical items glowing in the room, and they were an...
It was actually three, because there was the lamp,
box.
And then there was a magic clicker inside the box, but I'm pretty sure the box was also magic.
That's right, it was, but you couldn't figure out what the box did. Did you notice the light coming from the other room behind the bookshelf? And when you pulled the book out, what was the book? Do you remember the book title?
I think it was the baby photo book. Oh no, that was
That was inside the room itself, wasn't it?
Tuffer Family History?
That's right, the Tuffer Family History. Unlocked the bookshelf, it slid open, and inside was the vault of the Gouldwick family, filled with magical treasures.
But no golden shroud.
There was, however, the Gouldwick family item. What was that?
It was the golden chalice, was it called?
That's right.
It has to be iron chalice.
That's a really, really cool term. I may accept that change from golden chalice to iron chalice. We'll see how things pan out here in a moment. I think it's just a bit of color, so it's a really good color, though, the Iron Chalice. We are four players and a dungeon master sitting at a table with our character sheets, our dice, and our pencils. But now we're going to sink into the world of the imagination. We're going to fall through our chairs and down into the world of Faerun, where the weather is stormy. There are gray clouds on the horizon, and rain sweeps across the Sword Coast itself, from Waterdeep all the way to Baldur's Gate, two giant cities on the Sword Coast of Faerûn. But we're going to fall through the ground, through the wet earth and all the earthworms and voles and other digging creatures, and sink down into bedrock until it opens up into something called the Underdark. We travel down caverns and crevasses all the way to the dark elf city of Menzoberranzan, where the pillar in the middle of the city strikes a discordant note of noon. In the Underdark, our intrepid adventurers are within the Gouldwick Manor, the house and home of the rival clan of the Tuffers. And within the manor itself, we find our group tucked away in the vault of the Gouldwicks, where they have been deliberating and debating on whether to steal more items from the Gouldwick family, or just take the things that they have come here to collect. One of them currently holds the Tuffer family baby photo album. Another holds, I'm going to go with it, the iron chalice of the Gouldwick family. But all of them are wondering where to go and what to do next.
We skipped over Will's birthday thing.
Yes, because as you left the vault, we encountered Flash's mom, who gave him the opportunity to make a wish. And he cast his wish, which was to...
I think it was to have my mom back.
Yes, it was. And she vanished with a faint pop. The book crumbled into spectral dust in your hands. And now we resume the adventure. You've taken the iron chalice. You're standing in the hallway of the Gouldwick Manor bedroom. Have you taken the clicker and the box and the lantern and the book that was written in words that could only be seen by the lantern? Have you added those things to your character sheet then?
Yeah.
Okay. Where to go next? Now, Chris, you're pretty sure that if you just walked down this hallway, you would hit a flight of stairs that would take you to the main floor. It's a rather long hallway, but that main floor staircase is actually part of two big sweeping spiral staircases that sweep down to the foyer and the main entrance of the Gouldwick House. That was one of the five locations you thought might have the Golden Shroud.
If I remember correctly, if we go down this hallway, we will reach the main room, which we were thinking might have the Golden Shroud in it. So if we just go down this hallway, we'll reach the main room, which we were thinking might have the Golden Shroud in it. So I suggest that we try that first. Let's proceed with caution, though. We don't know if somebody is here.
Georgington says, lead on, and we will stealthily follow. So is everybody going to make a stealth check? Put your hand up if you got higher than 12. And half the party has to get higher than 12. That is enough. Half of the group has now managed to succeed in their stealth check. You stealthily creep along the hall, and you help DJ, and you help Georgington be stealthy. You pass by several rooms on the right and the left. Most of the doors are closed, but you pass by one that is slightly ajar. Does anyone look in it?
I'm going to go inside of the throne room.
Well, we might have to go there, maybe. Who all peeks into the room as you pass by? Who doesn't peek into the room as you pass by? Okay, we've got two players whose characters peek into this room that is only open about 3 or 4 inches as you're sneaking by. Chris and DJ, you both see a tabaxi slave or servant who looks a lot like Sasha. He is busily scrubbing a tile floor in what looks to be a very large washing area, like for clothing and other sort of menial tasks happen in this laundry room.
I want to say I tell Sasha that there's a tabaxi that looks a lot like her in that room.
Are you going to just tell her that? Because you guys are being stealthy and sneaky right now.
I whisper it to her.
Well, whisper away.
Sasha, there's a tabaxi in there that looks a lot like you.
I say we might be able to go after the tabaxi. But if we do, we should probably make a couple more checks just to make sure that there isn't anyone else in that room.
From what you can see in the room, which is not too much, granted, there might be other people in the room. All you can see currently is the tabaxi.
Is the light on?
Yes, there's lights in that room. That's how you can see him.
Is one of his ears severed off?
Two things. One, you could just ask that of DJ, or you could go and have a look yourself.
I'm gonna look.
So the three of you are now peering through this door, and you see that, yes, one of his ears is severed off. And when you look closer, you can see that he's got a manacle around his leg. Do you know what a manacle is, guys? It's like handcuffs or chains. There's this big, thick iron ring around his ankle.
Is there like a lock on it?
Yes, it is definitely locked. There is no chain running away from it. But Sasha, do you think that you still have detect magic up, or did you let it go at this point?
I still have it up.
Well, it doesn't last very long, so if you would like to take disadvantage on a roll later today that I will impose upon you, I will allow you to have detect magic still up right now.
No.
No detect magic? Okay, so you see the tabaxi, you're standing out in the hallway, what do you do?
Well, if we did decide to go after him, I could try the picklocket.
Guys, that's Mikey Air.
Oh yeah, you've told us about him.
Yeah, he's the one who taught me all the things I can do with magic before I went to magic school. He even helped me, never mind, but we need to get him.
As you're talking back and forth in front of the doorway, you see the tabaxi in there. His one good ear tweaks up and then wiggles around, and all of the hairs on the ear waver in the air.
Sasha, if we're gonna rescue him, I'd suggest you go into the room first, because he knows you, and if he doesn't remember you, you can tell him who you are, and I think he'd feel more comfortable around you than us currently.
Okay, I walk into the room.
You swing the door open.
I quietly open the door.
And in fact, he is not the only person in the room.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
The farmer's daughter, Arabelle, is also in the room. She also has a manacle around her leg. And she is scrubbing some sort of garment or bedclothes or some sort of fabric on a washing board. And she looks very, very sad.
Arabella.
When you say the name, both of the people in the room turn to look at you.
Mikey Air.
The tabaxi sees you first. As he turns and spins, his eyes going wide, they well with tears, and he falls to his knees in front of you. And he says in his elderly tabaxi voice, in the dark elf language, which only Chris understands to mean, "And what do I see before my eyes? Is it a ghost?"
Can Christopher translate this?
Maybe.
I can understand him. He's asking if you're a ghost or something.
Mikey Air, I'm not a ghost. I'm real.
Meanwhile, Flash and Georgington need to make a perception check while they're standing in the hallway. Chris cannot make the check because he's currently involved in the conversation happening in the room. And neither can Sasha, because she's in the room. Did anybody beat a 12? Neither of you hear footsteps coming down the hall. But Georgington does. And he quickly pushes the two of you into the room and closes it behind you before whatever it was that was coming down the hall turns the corner and sees you. You have possibly very little time, though. You've already raided the vault and stolen the chalice. You've already made a mess in their bedroom by destroying that mimic. So if anybody encounters the master bedroom or the vault before you leave, some sort of alarm may go up in the building.
Can I continue talking to Mikey Air?
Absolutely.
Mikey Air, I'm going to say this in tabaxi. Mikey Air, what happened? The day you went missing, Lila and I, we were worried.
He looks at you and he says, in Dark Elf, "Akachkwadekwa." Which Chris knows to mean, I can't understand whatever you're saying.
Oh, God.
He apparently can't understand you anymore. If you'd like to say it in English, I can translate between the two of you if you like.
Okay. Mickey here, what happened? When you went missing, me and Lilo, we were completely worried.
Sasha says that when...
You can just tell me that you translate. You don't have to try to repeat all things he says. He says, I was coming along the old road, and it was night. I'd made my camp, but I guess I'd made it too close to a goblin establishment, and they captured me. I was beaten by these goblins, knocked out, dragged down, and I was sold to a caravan. I have now worked many, many years for the drow. So many years in different households and families, and now I'm here.
Mickey Air?
That is not my name anymore.
What?
My name is Invisudak.
You were the little mite.
Which, you know, in the Dark Elf language means the beholden cat.
They called you a cat. Disgraceful!
Sasha, keep your temper.
You call a Mifwa a cat? You are insulting the entire Mecolulian and all of its people. He was a little miner. He... Mom? You do not call him a cat.
Okay, Sasha, I get it. But you need to keep your temper if we're gonna keep it stealthy.
Fine.
If you go rage off, we might get caught.
We are gonna break you out of this place. Mikey Air or not.
I can try the picklocket.
Meanwhile, Arabelle has been trying to talk to DJ, but everything she says is in a language you don't understand, DJ.
Is it also in Dark Elf?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I wish I had my spell right now.
You're able to tell me that she's trying to talk.
Why do they change the
Well, language? You're currently really busy translating. Like, all of that was happening. Arabella was trying to talk to DJ while you were translating for Invisudak, formerly known as...
Mikey Ad.
I tried to tell Arabelle that I can't understand her.
She looks sad. She stopped scrubbing the fabric on the washboard. She looks very, very tired, very pale. She's wearing the same sort of clothing that Mikey Air is wearing, which is like a servant's garb that has the Gouldwick family crest on it.
Invisiduck, or Mikey Air, I'm gonna call you by your real name, the name you were born with, as a little miner. You should honor that name. As a little miner, you should honor that name. It is the name that you know. Mikey Air, I'm sorry this happened to you, but why are you talking in Dark Elf?
I'm not talking in Dark Elf. I'm talking, just talking.
But I can't understand you without Christopher's translation.
I don't know.
Maybe it's the thing on your leg.
Perhaps.
I knew it. It's magical.
If you would like, you may cast Detect Magic again. You have enough spell slots in order to do so. You've only cast Detect Magic so far. I don't think you cast any other... Did you cast Magic Missile last game? I don't recall.
No.
So just tick off yet another level 1 spell slot. And you see that in fact, yes, the manacle is magical. And as you look at it closer, you see a chain that you could not see before running from the manacle out into the hallway. And away.
We have to break this chain.
I'm not so sure that's a good idea anymore. Think about it. It's running out all the way into the hallway and it's magic, right? What if as soon as we unlock it, it sets off an alarm?
Well, we have to get Arabelle out of here and Mikey here. Whether or not we have everything, we don't have the golden shroud. Can't split the party and... Well...
Do you think that they are trapped in this room?
No.
I think so.
Well, the chain leads away from this room. It goes out the door.
Mm. But if we still have to find the golden shroud, we could always go find it and then come back for them because they're probably not going to be great at stealth or anything.
The chain might make a lot of noise.
And they might jeopardize the mission. So if we do go...
Aren't they the mission too?
Well, they are part of it, but the golden shroud is also part of it. So if we get that and then come back for them...
Well, what happens if you go and get the golden shroud and you encounter the guards?
We have to bring them.
I agree with Christopher. We can come back. We don't know where the chain leads if we get them out. He is right. It could set off an alarm.
But Now I'm kind of debating the two because, well, if we come back for them, they might not be here anymore. But also, if we do try to bring them, we don't know if leaving the chain on is a good idea because it'll let them leave. Or if by leaving the chain on, it'll like set off an alarm as soon as they leave the room. But we also don't know if we can take the chain off without setting off an alarm.
Lots of ifs there.
There's a lot of possibilities. But I know that if we don't get Makia out of here, I have a lot of history with Makia or Invisiduck. I don't get this name. It's also kind of rude and insulting, but Makia, we have to get you out of here. Mother, please.
What do you say, Flash? Do you leave them here and continue on, hoping to come back? Or do you bring them with you?
Hoping to come.
So you're going to leave them here?
Also, something I think we should do first is ask them if they want to leave. Because I'm not taking them with me if they would not like to go.
So you ask?
Yeah.
They both tell you very clearly they don't want to be here. They don't want to be slaves.
They say that they do want out. So that's that settled. We're getting them out of here one way or another.
That's very heroic. So are you bringing them with you, or are you going to leave them here and come back?
I'm not sure, because if we leave, they may not be here anymore. But it's probably safer for them if they stay here.
We're going to have to take the risk and leave them, but they are coming back with us. And I'm going to make sure that happens.
I promise that we will come back for them.
If that's the last thing I do.
Maybe they might know where the chain leads because the chain's attached to them.
Good point. I can ask them if you want.
Ask Mikey. He's much older than he used to be, so this proves that he's
been here longer as well.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Maybe Arabella, because she would have a clearer memory.
Why don't I just ask both of them? So, yeah, I ask both Mikey and Isabella if they know where this is.
Arabella.
Oh, Arabella.
Yeah. You ask them what?
I ask if they know where the chain leads and what it might be capable
of. They don't know anything about a chain.
Oh, right. They can't see it.
No, none of you can see it. And you walk through it when you walk. There's no physical chain there.
I can see it.
You can see a magical chain. Yes, with your detect magic. But it is not a physical thing. It is just magic in the air.
Oh.
Chris is actually standing in it right now.
There is a magical chain there. Mike here, I have learned more magic than you can believe now. To be honest, I've even joined the Lord's Own. But now it is not time to catch up. It is time for us to get you, the Golden Shroud, Arabella, and everything we already have out of here.
What about the rest of our friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like
right.
Who?
Where's Arabella's dad?
Yeah, there's that. And?
And was it Flamma?
No, Flamma's with you, potentially. Or he's back at the Tougher family house.
We don't know yet.
Boris, yeah.
I want my Umber Hulk eyes.
You don't know where those are either. All right, so you can ask some questions of Arabella and Invisidark.
Mikey, yeah.
Well, if you see a chain here, Sasha, I know you're the one who knows, like, who would probably know the most about magic of us here. So I'm going to ask you, do you have any idea what this chain might do or is capable of?
There's a lot of ifs, but I might be able to rack my memory and see if I know anything.
Sure, make an Arcana a check. Actually, anybody else who would potentially be skilled at Arcana can make that check too. Flash, sure, you're an Eldritch Knight. Roll it up.
17.
Your 17 is enough to know that potentially there could be an alarm if you severed the chain. The chain will travel through the house. It is as long or as short as it needs to be to allow them to do their daily jobs. The manacle is the key. The manacle is what connects it to whatever the other piece of magic is. And that if you disconnected that other piece of magic, wherever it is on the other side of the chain, you'll probably free them.
Guys, if we find where the chain leads, we could break it and then free them.
Well, it looks like you're leading then, because you're the one who's seeing magic right now.
I don't know where the chain leads because of all the walls, and You can't see through walls.
Nope.
So,
But don't we still have a portable hole with us?
Yeah, but
we haven't used it yet, and we could use it to get back to them.
Yes, DJ.
So only Sasha can see it. Wouldn't it be hard to break it if it's not actually a physical object?
Yes, but I forget what it's called, but the thing on their leg, on their ankle.
The manacle?
Yeah, the manacle is a physical object that we could pick lock. The chain itself isn't, but the manacle at one end of it is. So if we pick lock the manacle, that's how we'd get them out.
As Sasha just told you, if you pick the manacle lock, you might trigger an alarm.
Yeah, and that's what I have been saying.
And that the best goal would be to go and find the other end of the chain and disconnect that, because that's probably where the alarm is.
If it's connected to the alarm, if we unplug it, like if we take it off, it might also set off the
alarm.
Okay,
then don't do it. Just leave them here and go do whatever other thing you want to do.
I have a question for the portable hole. Can it, like, go through a human?
That's a good question.
Like, you place it
if you, like, place it on them and then you could go right through them.
That's
kind of
scary.
That'd be a bit of an odd thing to do, but it might work.
Yeah, it's possible.
I never used it for that as a kid.
No.
I just used it to spy on my mother while she was doing work.
Okay. Sounds like you guys are really worried about where you're going to have to go and what you're going to have to do. But time is ticking by, and you only have so much time before the alarm is sounded anyway. The alarm is going to go off. People are going to see the destruction in the master bedroom or find out that the iron chalice was stolen from the vault. When that happens, the whole house is going to be on alarm and guards will be everywhere. You need to make some decisions now about what you're going to do and go and do them.
Unfortunately, we don't have time. I want to get my gear out of there, and we need the amount that will get them out, do something good, and get the chalice and get out of here.
I'm just going to tell you right now. Your principal goal here is what?
To get the golden shroud.
Your main goal is you're all members of the Lord's Own, and you're here to save Arabelle. That's your goal. Right?
And our other friends.
And Boris and Arabelle's dad. That's your principal goal. You've been asked to go and get these things back and given some tools from it for Chris's mom and doing a favor. Because why are you down in the Underdark in the first place?
To get our friends back.
And why is Chris down in the Underdark?
I was sent to ask for help in the fight against a Shardalong.
So you need to save Arabelle and her dad and Boris. And I'm going to add Mikey Air to that because he is just as much a prisoner as the others are. But also, you need to go get the chalice so that you can get that audience with the leader of the drow.
Yeah, that's the whole... That's like part of the reason that we're getting the golden shroud and stuff is my mom,
Alex,
said that if we did get it back, she would let us have a meeting with
she would get you a meeting with the leader of the drow.
Christopher, you have to pick lock it. It's the quickest thing. The other options might take a long time, and we don't have much time.
I think currently one of the things that I'm most worried about is their safety. And if we set off an alarm...
If you pick the lock right now,
like
you will not, you still don't know where the chalice is, and you still don't know where Boris and the farmer are.
The shroud.
Yes, very good.
But yeah, with...
So why don't you guys ask them where they are?
With that, the alarm?
Mm-hmm. You're still on this alarm thing.
Yeah, because, like, I'm worried for their safety currently. That's one of my top concerns. And if we set off an alarm and we get a bunch of guards in here, they might not stop.
The alarm is going to go off no matter what.
Okay.
No matter what you do, there will be an alarm. No matter what. Your problem right now is you don't want the alarm to go off yet because you don't know where the shroud or Boris and the farmer are.
Okay. So why don't we just quickly do a vote? We need to either leave these two here and come
Why
back
would you leave them
later.
Here?
We like, just need to get like, them out.
Why do they... Obviously, there's some sort of confusion that's going on. Why can't they come with you? Do you have an answer to that?
I think...
Well, another thing, we don't know what the chain is limited to. If we bring them to certain parts of the house, it may not be limited.
With yeah, but that you'll encounter that when you get there. But they can definitely leave this room without any issue.
Yeah, let's just bring them out of the room.
Okay, so there's two things left. Two things. One, the chain leads out of this room. It goes away. You didn't even look out the hallway to see where it goes. So the chain goes away from this room. They had to have gotten to this room from somewhere already. That's one. The other one is, none of you have asked them if they've seen the golden shroud or if they know where Boris and the farmer are, which are also really good things to possibly ask.
Yeah, good
There's
point.
Been more concern about breaking the manacle and triggering an alarm and all the different many ways an alarm is going to go off. But I will say the alarm is going to sound no matter what you do.
Because of what we did in the master bedroom.
And because you stole a bunch of stuff.
We have to steal it. It's for the good.
Yes, I agree.
I'm going to ask them, do you know where the golden shroud is?
You don't speak dark elf, so we're gonna let Chris translate. What did Chris also want to say?
I was going to ask if they had seen a... Torque anywhere here, and also if Arabella had seen her father anywhere or Boris.
All right, perfect. Arabella answers you. She says she doesn't know where Boris is, but she does know that her dad is in their stables, and he's been there since this morning when they were forced into labor and told what their lot in life was going to be. As slaves of the Gouldwick family. Mike Yair, he says, if you're talking about that golden necklace that was recently brought into the house, it is kept in a glass display case in the main room. Right as soon as you open the front door, you can see it.
Ding, ding.
Okay. Well, that would have been easy going through the front door.
We found two things on our list. Now let's go find Boris and all of the other things and bring them and get out.
Well, technically we haven't found them yet. We know where they are, but we haven't actually gotten them out of here.
Right. That's kind of quibbling a point. But yes. Yes, DJ.
We just need to get them out of here and find the golden shroud and the farmer and hopefully find Boris and get out of here.
And my Umber Hulk guys.
Now, Chris. Are the stables connected to the house, or are they separate from the house?
They are separate from the house. They're a little ways down to the right. If you go out the front door, they are a little bit of a ways to the right of the actual house itself. And it's probably guarded because it's a separate
building?
If the stables are a little bit away, we should get the farmer after we get everything else and our friends.
Yes. So, where do you think Boris could be?
I have a good hunch in my belly that he's upstairs.
You already are upstairs.
Oh, well, then he's on this floor.
I'm thinking that, well, there's so many, if Boris was also taken slave, which is pretty much guaranteed, there are so many jobs that Boris could be doing, but I think we should probably go for the more important ones first.
I know. The highest chance is he would be taken as an entertainer. Isn't that smart?
Yeah, that is a good point.
And if he's an entertainer, he might be in their throne room entertaining the head of the household.
That's what I was going
to
say.
Which means that's a good place to check.
Now, the throne room is on the other side of the house. So you would have to go down the spiral staircase into the main room and then go up the staircase on the other side to enter the other wing of the house. That's where the throne room is.
And we can pick up the golden shroud on the way.
Let's try it and try to be nice and sneaky so that we don't pick up unwanted attention.
And let's bring Mikey Air and Arabella.
That's what I said.
Fine by me. I'll try the pick lock. These...
No, don't pick on them. Not right now, because we know they can leave the room.
We need to pick
If you can figure out where the chain leads to, then whatever it is at that spot, that would be the place to pick a lock or to do an arcana check or to disable some sort of magical element. That would be the place to do that. All right, guys. You leave the room. Mikey Air and Arabella in tow are still standing in the laundry room. All seven of you, Georgington, the four of you, possibly Flamma out in the hallway. Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to guess at this point that Flamma didn't come with you and he's still at the tougher manor.
I'm going to open the door a crack and peek out into the hallway to see if anybody is there.
That's a great idea. Did you guys not have any more questions for Arabelle and for Mikey Air before you leave this area?
We asked them where the golden shroud was.
Yep, they told you that.
Everyone else.
They told you where they knew Arabelle's dad was and that they didn't know where Boris was. Was there any other questions?
No.
I believe in being a helpful dungeon master and helping my players who are new to the game. Do you think it's important to know where the chain goes to?
Oh, yeah.
But they don't know. We already asked them that, and they said they didn't know that there was a chain there.
Exactly.
You mean you guys can't see a chain? Only Sasha can see a chain. And Mikey Air said that all he knows is about is a manacle.
I told him that there was a chain, but there was no
chain. Yeah, he can't see a chain.
Yeah, so I don't think he would know where it goes if he doesn't know that there's a chain there.
Right. So, but just because somebody doesn't know that there's a chain there doesn't mean that they might not have information if you ask the question the right way. So I'm sorry if you guys made assumptions that they wouldn't know potentially where the chain goes. But you could ask questions of like, hey, where were you when the manacle was put on your leg? Or was there anything else in any other special rooms that you might think was important to tell me?
Yeah, can we ask those two questions?
Of course.
That's exactly, let's ask just that.
All right. Any other questions you guys think that could come from that?
How about, do you know the quickest way out of here?
Oh, yeah, right through that main door. Okay. Right where the golden shroud is. And DJ.
I have a good question. Do you know where Boris was, like, being taken?
That's a really good question. And any other questions?
I want to ask if they have any idea, like, maybe the areas that the guards tend to patrol in.
That's a great question. All right, here are all of the answers. Mikey Air says that all of the new slaves have their manacles put on them in the throne room, and that Boris was still in the throne room when they left, and that there is a guard room that is right next to the throne room, and there is one of the guards' bedroom, like multiple guards live in one of the bedrooms, that is right next to this laundry room. And in fact, it was the closed door you guys passed before you came to this slightly open door. And while there might not be guards there at noon, there possibly is some that are asleep for the night shift.
According to that, let's try to be extra quiet in case there are some sleeping guards in there to make sure that we don't, as I said earlier, attract unwanted attention.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions that have arisen from what I've just told you? Did you like follow up on?
Do you know where everyone's stuff is put when they're like taken, or like is there any particular space where the stuff is put? Like, you know, because we had...
Well, Mikey Air says he had no goods and nothing on him because the goblins stole it from him and they sold that elsewhere and didn't include it when he was sold to the drow. But Arabelle says that all of Boris's stuff was left in a pile in the throne room.
Have you ever gone into the throne room again since you're a slave?
Mikey Air has been there many, many times, but Arabelle was only made a slave today.
Because they may have seen Boris if he's still in there.
What did Mikey Air go back to the throne room for anyway?
Mikey Air has had to clean the throne room many, many times since he became a slave and was here. He's been here for a very long time.
How many years have you been here, Mikey Air?
A very long time. He doesn't remember the years anymore.
Because I was just wondering why he had been there in case, like I was thinking maybe it was because he was cleaning it and maybe because he, like, got in trouble or something, so he was brought there.
All right.
But I don't, Mikey Ayer is not like that.
Okay, but he's not like how you knew him anymore. He's changed.
He may have changed his name. He may have changed a lot. But I know that he is still somewhat the same person. And I know that he would never cause any problems. Being a little minor is a very huge responsibility. And when you're a little minor, for even 1 year, that experience stays with you your entire life.
That's a good point. So what do you guys do now? Do you have more questions or are you ready to move on?
When you come in, can you like see through like where the golden shroud is?
Yes, the golden shroud is in a display case, a glass display case like this one here in the main room of the foyer of the entrance. And you're not very far away from that.
That's why we wanted to go there. Get that, bring Mikey Ayer and Arabella, and then go to see Boris.
It's at lunchtime, I'm really hungry.
Yeah, you know what? While all these conversations are happening, Georgington and Flash break out some lunch stuffs that were packed by Fala, and everyone has a bit of a quick bite while the conversations are happening. DJ, there are mushroom sandwiches, and what else?
Soup.
Soup? What type of soup?
Tomato.
Really? You think you're going to have tomato soup in the Underdark?
Mushroom.
No.
You know what?
Mushroom soup.
Golden mushroom soup. Oh, my.
That would be really fancy.
Yeah.
But it's like...
And then some chocolate-covered mushrooms for dessert.
The golden mushroom that Flash ate was a hybrid. The normal golden mushroom is like $20. And it kind of glows, and it's not really golden, but they call it a golden mushroom because when they first found it, it was in a really dark area, and it looked like it was golden.
Hmm, very
so
cool.
Named it that.
You have some golden mushroom and tomato soup. You have some golden mushroom and tomato soup, which was made special from tomatoes picked and taken down to the Underdark. And then what did you have for dessert, Flash?
Chocolate-covered mushrooms.
So that's a pretty good idea. So lots of mushrooms for lunch. Do you share your lunch with Arabelle and with...
Of course, because they probably don't eat very good down here.
Yeah.
They're very thankful for their lunch that you guys share with them.
I think I packed, like, I don't know, something really... I probably packed some beef jerky along.
Mm-hmm.
I gave Arabella half my sandwich.
That's very kind of you.
I give him half my soup.
You guys are the nicest.
We are lawfully good, aren't we?
You all share in your repast. And then, when you are done and you've put everything away, back into your packs and your bags, one of you then opens the door a crack to see down the hallway. Who opens the door? All right, both of you, all of you rush to open the door. And you open the door a crack, and you have a look outside. So the three of you roll a perception check to see if you can hear anything outside the door as you're trying to sneakily continue down the hallway. Flash did not notice anything. Neither did Chris.
I'm rerolling.
No, I'm not letting rerolls happen right now, but nice natural 20, buddy. And then what did you get, DJ?
6.
None of you... are capable of hearing a thing. That was the second roll. Let's continue on with the game as proper, please. None of you have heard the nothing that is going on outside.
So everyone got bad?
Everyone rolled extremely badly, but thankfully, there is nothing and no one out in the hallway. I would like to get a stealth check from everybody at this point as you proceed down the hallway to the main foyer. I am looking for higher than 14 from all of you.
Higher than 5. Okay, higher than...
All right, well then, I'm going to impose disadvantage on you at some point down the road if you want advantage right now.
I want advantage.
Okay, you have advantage right now, and I've rolled it twice. So who all beat a 14?
I think I did.
So we have 3 players who beat a 14. Once again, our non-stealthy characters of Georgington and DJ are not good at stealth, and they have to be helped along the way. Don't step on that floorboard there. Quick, I'll hold your straps while you go down this staircase. Now you've made it to the main foyer of the Gouldwick Manor. As I've described before, there are 2 spiraling staircases or sweeping staircases that lead down. There's also a hallway that runs across the top. There is, in between the two staircases, a very large glass display case, and displayed prominently in it, resting on a velvet cushion, is the golden shroud of the Tuffer family. There are a few other things in this display case. Can I get what those are from each of you? Robin, what's the first thing?
I would say that the Goldwicks have also stolen another precious artifact from one of the other prestigious houses, and it is the Emerald Crown.
And there's also the Diamond Emerald.
A Diamond Emerald? No, it's just two different gems. A diamond what?
A diamond bracelet.
A diamond bracelet.
Hey, that crown is the symbol of the second highest family in Menzo Branzan.
That is really useful information.
They are not going to be happy if they find out that the Goldwick stole this.
No, but the person who tells them about it might be really, really well rewarded by that family, and it might help them in the discussion. So you could do two things. You could tell the family that the Goldwicks have it, or you could steal it along with taking back the golden shroud and then present it to the family, and you would then get a favor from them. So there's two choices there. You can think about that for now. Do you know what the third item is, Alex?
I'm pretty sure that the third item was the emerald bracelet, which...
No, there's a diamond bracelet. That's the second item. I mean, you're right. There is the golden shroud. But then there are four other items. What's one of those four items, Alex?
It's a special, incredibly rare mushroom. And there is only a tiny hidden grove of these mushrooms still known to be in existence.
Is it in a little pot with some soil and it's growing there? Wow, okay, cool. I really like that color.
Those are incredibly rare.
What is the last thing in this case, DJ?
A chalice of the bronze with gems on it.
And that one doesn't belong to any family or whatnot. It's just a very, very expensive, very valuable, and possibly magical cup. There we go. That is in the room. The doors have stained glass in them, and the light from the column, as it reaches 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or maybe even later, shines through the stained glass, creating this beautiful colored pattern on the floor of the foyer, right in front of the glass display case. The doors are closed, and what did you want to add to that, Robin?
I want to say that the diamond bracelet belongs to the fifth wealthiest family.
I would like to say yes to that, but that would mean the Goldwicks have stolen three items belonging to very powerful families, and I don't think the Goldwicks have the capacity to steal that many things. Yeah. But you know what? Your color is appreciated, so I will say yes, it belongs to the fifth family. Because we didn't define it before. Now they have three items belonging to other families. You have one of them right now. You have their item. How they came about getting these other items remains to be seen.
Guys?
Guys, do you know what?
I think we should take the stolen things and return them.
That's what I was going to say. We should take all of them. And then maybe we'll get a bonus from every single one of those
especially
families.
The second most power.
Well, yeah. Probably what they're gonna do is the second most powerful, they have guards everywhere. Maybe they'll just give us like a bucket load of guards as a reward to help us in the fight against the Shardalong.
They'll just give us a giant bucket and then throw guards.
A literal bucket load of guards.
And then I'll be like, I'm sorry, my queen.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. It wouldn't just be funny, it would be hilarious.
What? Why? Yeah. Why would you say I'm sorry, my queen? I don't even get that.
No, one of the guards is saying that.
No, because like, he got stabbed by an evil dragonborn.
For some reason, I just imagined.
We give them the second family, the back the golden thing, back the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll just give us a bucket of guards. And when the guard said, "I'm sorry, my queen."
Robin made a joke out of it and made it and made it like a literal like. A massive bucket of guards.
A bucket of guards. That's hilarious.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I know, right?
They're all little pixie guards. They're like this big.
To fight against a Charlatan.
I think that's really funny, and I'm glad you guys had that conversation. I can't wait to listen to it when I go and edit the episode. So, guys, the decision you need to make here now is, do you steal the stuff now?
Yeah,
or do you go to the throne room first?
I think it would be easier just to take it all now and not have to come back for it
right.
later. Because, I mean, it's not like these are living.
Yeah, that's fair. Why don't you have a look for traps around the glass display case?
Good call.
Good point.
And why don't you do an arcana check? And since you still have detect magic up, why don't you have a look to see if there's any magic around the display case?
Yay, a better roll.
Good job.
My 15 for Arcana. Do I know anything?
I got a 4. I keep getting 4s.
Yeah. And what did you get?
A 10.
Okay, so are you making an Arcana check or are you looking for traps?
I'm looking for traps.
All right, why don't you instead help Chris look for traps and then he can have advantage on his roll because his bonus is a lot higher and that would give him a better chance and you both a better chance of discovering it. So we can just take your roll as his advantage. What did you get?
I was gonna say I mainly did go for Arcana because I've got no bonus on Arcana.
Oh, okay. So you just took a basic roll for Arcana. Why don't you allow Chris, since you got help, Chris, you make another roll, and you, since you have advantage on your detect traps from...
I got an extra 20.
On what?
He already rolled. He got a 16, he said.
Oh, okay. So you got a 16 on Arcana and a natural 20 on something else?
I got an extra 20.
On detect traps? All right, so you're helping too. You're just helping, allowing Chris to make
that
second roll.
Wait, we forgot to say something.
Not in this instance. It's just a help check, so it's not a... Lord's own cry.
I got a 17.
17 plus 7. Very good, buddy. 17 plus 7 is 24. That is more than enough. So with the help of both Flash and DJ, you detect and find there are many traps, especially alarm traps, on this glass display case. And it has a lock, but if you used the right key, it would disable and disarm the alarm so that it could be opened. But you do not have this key. The Arcana check is what tells you that this key is magical and you need to insert the magical key to unlock the glass display case.
So are you saying that you're not able to pick lock it? You actually need the key?
If you pick the lock unsuccessfully, you will sound the alarm.
Oh, well, here's a challenge.
It seems like it would be an incredibly difficult thing to do at this juncture.
Yeah, probably. We'd probably need to get like a 16, 18 or higher.
25.
We would still get a lot of help if we told them that the Goldwicks had it. So that's pretty good.
That's good for now. So it might be a good idea to not try to steal this stuff now.
Can we get the golden shroud?
No, it's closed in that case as well.
Yeah, but that is a point. We do need the golden shroud.
Yes.
So if we get it open, we might as well just take the other items to return
them
anyway.
I guess.
Of course.
Christopher has to roll it with advantage.
I'm going to tell you, you need to have an 18 or a higher on the dice in order to succeed at unlocking this without making the alarm sound. But...
But my friend,
the key might be in the throne room.
You're right.
Let's go there first.
Because it wasn't in the vault, and it wasn't in the master bedroom. And unless it's on the family leader of the Gouldwicks,
it'd be in the throne room.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the leader of the Gouldwicks may carry it on their person. That would seem like the smartest thing to do. But it might be tucked away in the throne room somewhere. So you're going to run there next?
Yeah, let's just hope that they're not wearing it on their neck or something, because that's going to be a pain to get.
Well, if they're not, if it's not in the throne room, then you'll have to figure out that next step later, or just break the glass display case and run.
You're right, because we have, like, everything that we...
Almost everything you need.
So if we're able to get Boris, we can just smash the glass display case.
And Arabella's dad. Get everyone.
We're getting him on the way out because he's a little ways
get
down.
Everyone.
We can grab just smash it and run.
Run. Get his dad. Then leave.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan. So the first step of this plan is you need to stealthily make your way up the staircase to the other side.
Which means a stealth tech.
Stealth away. You need a 15 in order to succeed this time. So everybody, put your hand up if you got a 15 or higher.
I was so close. I got 14.
Yeah. I got to 24. I get a 10 bonus. All I would need to roll is a 5, and then I'd still get it.
Please say Georgian. All right. Makes it.
19.
So everyone who got higher than 15, raise your hand.
Yay!
Hallelujah. Yes! Oh my goodness, Georgington, even though he's disadvantaged on stealth checks, he totally helps DJ and Sasha sneak up the staircase down the hallway. There are lots of voices coming from inside the throne room. It doesn't have a door. It's a large, open and curved entryway.
So in some ridges, there's like a bit on the side, you know, like section of wall that's like a foot long and leads to the actual wall itself that keeps going. Is there that? Because if there is, we could hide there and then try to peek around a little bit.
There is a glass like wall in front of the golden shroud.
Yes, there is a glass door just like this cabinet here. But it's got locks and alarms. It's much fancier than the one we have. You go up the stairs. There are several doors that are all closed. And at the end of this hallway, a shorter hallway, there is a large curved entranceway with no door. And I will take Alex's suggestion that this entranceway has about a foot of clearance of wall on either side, which allows you to sneak all the way up to the entranceway itself and kind of see within. And as you get closer, you hear the sound of Boris singing.
I'm good at this. I'm good at D&D.
You peek in around the room using your stealth. And give me a perception check, everyone.
18.
50? I got lower than Savannah.
Oh, good. So who got a 14 or higher? All right, everybody got higher than 14. So the thing you notice first is that there is no manacle on Boris's leg. Boris is playing his lute, and he is performing for someone you can't see on who is sitting on the throne. But you also see, because you got such high rolls, the pile of goods that Boris had. This bag of holding that contains the Umber Hulk eyes is laying against a wall. This throne room also has two windows on the side of the column that are made of stained glass that are also shining the light of the column upon the floor of the throne room itself. But on the other side, facing those windows, is the throne, and you cannot see from your vantage point who is sitting on the throne. There are two guards standing on either side of the entranceway just around the corner from you. Two of them.
It's gonna look like there's gonna be some bloodshed today.
I'm happy for Sasha that bag is still there, because chances are that the Umber Hulk guys are still in there.
Absolutely.
And why I'm happy about that is Sasha did say that you can sell them for lots of money, so I was thinking that they might have taken, you know, like, advantage of that and sold them.
There was 4 Umber Hulk guys, but one of them I wanted to get engraved into my wand.
That's what I wanted to do for Sasha, because my sword can, like, chop it into someone.
There are two guards. Sasha, with your detect magic that you still have going, because I'm, you know what, mark off another first spell slot because you've cast it again. The chains lead to the throne itself of Arabelle and...
Destroy the throne.
Maybe. Maybe destroy the throne. Or maybe there's some sort of magical thing connected to the throne that you could turn off.
I know a way that we might be able to sneak in. Remember that clicker that I got? And mm-hmm. It was seeming to control the lights upstairs?
Turn it off.
It is possible that it's controlling the lights down here as well. So I could turn off the lights and then we could sneak in while it's off.
Please, let's do this. Let's.
So Chris pulls out the clicker just as Boris's song ends, and a female voice says in Dark Elf, "That was very good, Boris." And Chris, you know it is the voice of your ex-girlfriend.
She's queen.
And everyone else can see that Chris was about to push the clicker, and he freezes in moment, and he hears her voice coming from the throne itself.
Oh, shit. Okay, can I just, like, step over and press the button for him?
Not yet.
What?
Do you remember what her name was, Chris?
No.
Does anybody remember it?
No.
Cherry or something?
Maybe. I thought it was Kitar or something like that. I don't recall it. I don't have the paper that I have it written on in front of me. So we'll move on from there. We'll call her Kata today.
Kata, whatever her name is.
And we will apologize for being inconsistent in our gaming, because my book that has all of our notes in it is still at work. So Chris is frozen in a moment of indecision as he has heard a voice. And everyone at the table can make an insight check. And you make it. You succeed. You don't need to make the roll. Because... you all know, because he's mentioned it before, that it's too easy a role. I don't need you to make it. You know that this must be the voice of Chris's old girlfriend that he's talked about or mentioned from all the time he spent playing and hanging out in the Gouldwick house. So I will remind you, you have the clicker that'll turn off the lights. You have the portable hole, which will allow you to create a hole from one room to another. And you have the stun dart. What would you like to do as a group? You take a quick moment to quietly hand sign to each other before you take any actions.
Guys, can I press the clicker for him?
No.
Okay, so what I'm suggesting, Robin, is that you don't press the clicker right now. If you press the clicker right now, none of you know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
What I think we might be able to do, because there may be multiple of these clickers, like...
Well, that's a...
All the important
people... You always think about all the different things that could possibly hurt you.
Have a clicker on them, so we'll have to move fast, or they might... Or if they have one, they might be able to click their clicker.
Or it might not work. It might only work in the master bedroom.
That is also a good point. If it does work,
Let's
just try to find our way, like, behind the throne before the lights turn on again.
Okay, so here's a thought. You got to get to Boris, but he doesn't have a manacle, and that's very concerning. Why doesn't Boris have a manacle? Second, you got to get to your bags and your stuff, because all of your cool weapons are also there as well. You don't have sword with you. All of your stuff, remember, all of your special items were all taken away from you and put in that cart. And those things are all in a pile over there. So you need to get your stuff back. You need to deal with the guards. And you also have to get to the throne and to sort of turn off whatever's causing the chains to appear between the manacles for Arabelle and Mykier. Yes, Robin.
I have a hunch that Kata, or whatever her name is it's either she's crushing on Boris, which is highly awkward, and or
guys, I think I remember what her name was. I think it was Chari.
Chari,
yeah,
Chari. I was right.
Yeah, you were. It was like Cherry. You're very. That was awesome. Good job, Chari. Robin. So Chari, we'll continue on
Chari
with that.
Chari has a crush on him, which is weird. Anyway, yeah, that or Boris is the entertainer. She has to move around, things like that.
Also, DJ, this could be a reason why you maybe should have taken the great sword. Then we would have at least had one person with a weapon.
The only reason I didn't take it
was so it wouldn't look as obvious that we were in there.
That's fair. Very fair. Yeah. Also stealing. So there's that.
Because we're lawfully good, so we don't steal.
So guys, you told me some of potentially Boris's motivations. You told me what DJ should have done. But what are
Shari's notion.
But what are you going to do? Who's going to rush over and capture the stuff? Who's going to deal with the guards? Who's going to go to the throne?
I'll get the
well,
stuff.
I was suggesting that maybe if we... Oh, but that kind of cancels... I just thought of another thing.
Yep.
Even if we do turn out the lights in here, there's still going to be light coming through the windows, so it won't be completely dark like the master.
Maybe, yeah, you never know.
And also I thought of a downside about if the lights did turn off. When we were fighting the mimic, almost none of us could see anyway, so we'd also not be able to see if we turned off the lights.
Yes, you guys are very good at pointing out the things that are going to stop you from being able to accomplish your goals. But what are you going to try to do?
I want to grab the stuff.
Yeah, okay, I get that. But you're also the arcane wizard. Aren't you the best person to deal with the chains to the throne
room? I'll deal with the dangerous stuff. Oh, but
also, they couldn't have taken Robin's magic away from her, which means she is someone who still has weapons that can be used against the guards.
Well, what else could you use against the guards?
Well, we could probably also punch and kick, I mean.
Well, of course, there's that. But you also have a magical item that does something, doesn't it?
Oh, the stun dart. I was actually thinking that maybe we could stun one of the guards, or the queen, or Boris.
I don't remember what it was called, but we could use the same strategy that we...
Oh, yeah, the whole person.
Kind of like the same strategy that we used for the front gate. You could try using hold person on both of them, and if that doesn't work, we could either knock them out or hit them with the stun dart.
Now, the stun dart, you could use it on the guards, but wouldn't it also be even better to maybe use it on Chari?
Yeah, Chari.
I want to use it on...
And don't forget, you have that portable hole. What else could you do with that portable hole?
Oh, we could, like, throw it at someone in the face,
and then we could go through their
But you could also throw it on the ground and push the guards down into the level below,
a
right?
A whole person into the hole. Yes, yes. Can we do that? Can we do
so
that?
So you could do that too?
Stuff them into the... No, we could like... Stuff guards push. In the sewers. Great idea.
DJ, while everyone else is talking, you've been very quiet. DJ, you notice that Boris has his rapier on his person. Would Boris? A slave have their weapon still?
No.
So that's a concern that you would have. That Boris, for some reason, doesn't have a manacle and also got to keep his weapon.
Maybe he's like an entertainer and a bodyguard.
I feel like she has a huge crush on him. I am feeling that...
That Chari has a crush on Boris?
Yeah.
It's maybe very possible.
I feel like it.
Yeah, but you... Okay. Yeah, you can feel that all you want. Yeah.
Boris has been like mind controlled or is getting... better treatment than the rest for, like, protection of Chari and stuff.
Maybe.
Damn, your ex-girlfriend is so weird.
So, lots of concerns are being expressed, but nobody's really laid out what they're going to do. So what would you like to do? Each of you will have an action. I will allow you to turn off the lights. That is a free action for somebody to do. And then depending on whether the lights go off or stay on, you'll have a whole round of surprise. What would you like to do?
I want to put hold person the guards, put them in the portable hole, take the hole out.
Okay, so in order to do that, you would have to cast hold person at a higher level so that you can get both of them. And then there's a chance that they don't get held, but either way, you're going to cast hold person. Somebody else then has to throw down the portable hole. And then two other people have to push the guards into the portable hole.
Flash will have to put down the portable hole because he's the one who has it.
Yes, Flash can throw the portable hole in the ground. That's easy enough.
And tell me if I have to throw a stun dart or if, like, for if it doesn't work or if one of the others has to, like, knock one of the guards out or something.
Okay. DJ, I will allow you... to push the two guards. You can use one action to push a guard, one action to push the other guard. That frees up, and also Georgington has an action too that he can take. that you guys can direct Georgington to do. That leaves Chris free to do what?
I think I should throw the stun dart at somebody here. Either the guards if it doesn't work, or Chari, or maybe even
Boris
if Boris is
evil.
You have to pick someone.
Change.
Who are you going to throw
Chari
the stun dart at?
Probably going to be the best.
Because remember,
bit.
The lights are going to go out. You'll have to throw the dart when the lights are out. And you can't choose later who it's going to be. You have to pick that person now.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to throw it at Boris. Because Boris has a weapon that's kind of alarming.
I mean, that's fine. Go ahead.
Like, he's
yeah, okay. You've chosen
room.
Boris. Throw the dart at Boris. That's fine. So Georgington will back up DJ, and he will help you in pushing the guards into the hole. If the lights don't go off, that's the actions that you'll still take. You'll still do the same thing?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, because we won't have surprise on our side anymore.
Why wouldn't you have surprise on your side?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if it doesn't go out.
No, we'd jump out, be crazy, and then...
Yeah, good point.
We'd still have the element of surprise. Surprise!
Exactly. You still have the element of surprise, yeah. But now you're going to have the attack from darkness element, too. And that's just
darkness
helping you out even more.
Hopefully,
if the
darkness.
Lights do go out. Is it time to push the button?
Yes. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Okay.
That's Boris's new song buddy writing.
Chris clicks the button, and everything is plunged into darkness. Every single thing.
Go, 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 go.
However, when you push the button, the device breaks. No one else knows that but you, Chris. Do you say anything when it breaks?
No, no. It's like I whisper.
Darn, the clicker broke.
No.
Just as Flash throws down the portable hole, Flash, make a quick athletics check to throw down the portable hole.
Wait, what?
DJ, make your roll with advantage on the first guard.
20.
Excellent job, buddy.
25.
He falls into the hole. There is no light coming from the floor below. Nothing penetrates. No light comes from the floor below. As he falls in with a... DJ, get the second one.
15.
That's not quite enough. Georgington tries to move to help. He definitely helps.
Yeah.
And he pushes that other guard into the hole with a...
It sounds like they're both trying... With both of them, it sounded like they were trying to... like really hard.
They were what?
When they fell in, it kind to me it kind of sounded like they were both trying really really hard to toot.
I don't know what you do in the bathroom, but those are not noises I make. Those are the noises I make when I fall from someplace high up. Sasha, do you jump over the portable hole or run around it?
I jump over it.
You leap over the portable hole. Make an athletics check. You totally succeed at leaping over the portable hole, dashing over to the gear. You are blind and in the dark. However, you can still see the faint outlines of the magical qualities of the items that are over there. You easily grab all of them in your action. Boris is standing there. His lute is magical, and so you can see it. He has finished his song, and the throne room glows in your eyes with the magic of the throne room itself. You see the chains of Arabelle and Mykier stretching to the throne itself. These are the only things you can see because your detect magic is up. What do you do, Chris?
As I said, I'm going to throw the dart at Boris.
Yeah, can you describe the action of throwing the dart?
So I'm going to take the dart out of my pocket and try to throw it at Boris just in case, because it is kind of alarming to me that Boris has...
I know your motivation for doing it. I just wanted you to say some color. So by that, I mean you step out into the middle of the room, you pause for a moment to allow Sasha, who moves past you and jumps over the portable hole, and then with an overhead baseball throw, you hurl it at them, or do you turn and like a frisbee flick it at Boris, or do you toss it up into the air and knowing because it's magical, it takes the will of your action to just throw itself at Boris? So what of those, or is there a third choice that you have can come up to? So because the people who are listening to this, and when we listen to it later, we want to fill the things we say and do with beautiful color that allows people to perceive in their mind's eye what is happening.
I threw it up into the air because it can home onto a target.
Excellent. Make your attack strike for the dart.
And the dart doesn't do damage, right?
Daddy, this is a map that Flash has.
14.
All right, that's enough to hit Boris. However, Boris is going to get to make a constitution save against the dart stunning him. And he has rolled a 3, so he has failed. So he is stunned. You're not too sure, though. You're pretty sure that he is stunned now.
Did he make a grunt noise?
He makes no noise at all. So he goes, brrrung, as the lute finishes playing, and that's all you hear. And Chari's voice rings out, "What's going on?" in Dark Elf. Flash gathers up the portable hole after he waits the requisite 3 or 4 seconds for it to do that. You pick up the portable hole, Flash. Perfect. Yeah, he picks up the portable hole, and all is still darkness.
I'm gonna quickly try to find a way to hide somewhere so that if the lights do come back on, we're not seen.
They'll come back on after a short period of time, I think.
So, you want to hide?
Yeah, I want to try to hide.
Okay, what are you going to do, DJ?
I'm going to hide in the basement.
There is no basement, buddy. You're just in the throne room. There isn't even stairs in this room.
I'm going to hide behind the throne.
So you're going to run over and hide behind the throne?
I want to either throw Chari or hide her or shove her out of the room or do something like that. I don't want her to act.
Okay. Yeah, well, you guys chose to stun Boris instead of Chari. It is Chari's turn, and a bell rings throughout the house. Yes, an alarm sounds in the house. Everything is darkness.
Grab Boris and run! And grab our stuff!
You have all the stuff. You can't do anything else. So it is a new round. Chari has taken her action to cry out what's going on and push the alarm. Boris is possibly stunned. You're pretty sure he is. And the guards have been dropped through the floor into the room below. What do you all want to do now?
I want to grab Boris and get out of here just like Sasha said.
You can go forward to grab Boris. But Boris is very, very brawny. He's very strong. He is a big person. What is your character's strength and athletics skill?
17 strength.
Yeah, you're very strong too. You can grab Boris.
I sling him over my shoulder.
Okay. And DJ, what are you going to do?
I try to get over to the throne to see if there's any way to stop the alarm.
Okay, that's a great idea. You run for the throne.
Gonna try to dismantle the chains on...
You're gonna run to the throne where the chains originate from?
Yeah.
Because you can't really cut them. They're just made of magic, right? Okay, so you're gonna run over... Or are you gonna go to the manacles or are you gonna go to the throne?
I'm gonna go to the throne.
Okay, you run to the throne as well. Flash, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna help Alex's character, carry him.
Okay, you grab Boris together and the two of you rush to the throne room. What would you like to the throne? What would you like Georgington to do?
Georgington should probably grab the shroud.
He should head back to the foyer and break the glass?
Yeah. What?
With Arabelle and with
Mikeyere?
Yeah. Okay. And DJ?
What if Georgington standard guard in case... guards came.
Well, he can do either or. Do you want him to go break the thing and get the shroud, or do you want him to stand guard?
If he gets the shroud, then we've already completed most of our tasks.
But also, that is a little bit of a ways away, and he'd be on his own. I think we should stick together.
And that'll split the party, like, inside over the stick.
Wait, how is that splitting the party? Where are you going once you've got Boris?
To get the shroud.
Good point. He's running down the stairs to where the shroud is.
All right, you're going to run to the shroud, right? So he's just going to go ahead of you. Yes, okay, perfect. So you're going to go rushing up with Boris, you're going to pick him up, and you're going to run out of the room with him. Okay, sounds good to me. The two of you remaining are going to go over and try to stop the alarm and try to break the magical device that is keeping those chains connected to the manacles.
Can I break the manacle? What kind of rule is it?
You're in the middle of the dark. You can't see anything. DJ, you run up to the throne. What are you looking for? Because it's dark. You can't see anything at all.
Like a button or something that could possibly turn off the alarm.
Make a investigation check with disadvantage. Sasha.
I see the chains, so I could possibly know where they are attached.
11.
Is that total?
I chose the lower one.
Which was a?
11.
But what is your investigation skill? Meanwhile, Sasha, you're running over because you see the chains and where they're originating from. I'll give you a regular Arcana check. No disadvantage because you can see that magical chain. Roll your d20 to let me know what your total is. And Sav, what was your total for your check?
11.
You have no bonus to investigation. That's not good enough. You cannot find what button or thing was done or used to cause the alarm to sound.
15.
15 is, yeah, it's just enough. You know that there is some sort of magical thing built into the throne.
We have to destroy the throne.
Yeah, the throne is made of wood that is not found in the Underdark. It is very fancy. I'm going to say like cedar or something that would be very difficult for them to acquire. And it's beautifully made.
Can a firebolt burn it?
Maybe. Now, it has been imbued with magic. It might be resistant to fire damage. But you are standing right there in front of Chari, and she says, "Who are you?"
I will not answer, but I will say, "You know someone who knows me." I'll answer that. I won't answer my name, though. You know someone who knows me.
Does DJ say anything?
DJ says, do you remember him?
Whoever you are, you have incurred the wrath of the Gouldwick family. As head of my family, I will bring the full weight of our displeasure down upon you all. So, you feel like possibly you could damage the throne with some sort of bladed weapon or something that could cause it. But there's also possibly a switch or a lever or something on that throne that is causing those chains to come into being.
Well, I'm going to search for the thing.
And also, you make out many more chains stemming from the throne elsewhere in the house that you didn't notice before. They go straight down through walls. They go up into another area. One stretches out behind the throne, and one leads a long, long ways away. It's very thin and very faint, that potentially goes to the stables.
That's for Dad. If I disable it, we can get... I look for something to disable it.
All right, give me an investigation check.
I'm gonna roll this for my life. 18.
That's enough for you to find the slide panel that reveals... Well, there's something inside this little panel inside the throne. The throne itself is not the magic that is causing these chains to come out. There's something inside the throne that has been placed inside a little cabinet or a little box inside the throne. What is that item?
Chari's mother's hairbrush.
I don't know why. I just thought of a hairbrush.
Sure. It's a hairbrush that has a bunch of hairs in it, and each of these hairs is one belonging to Arabelle and belonging to Mikeyere and one belonging to all of the slaves in the building. Yes.
I pick the ones we need out.
You can't tell the difference because they're all bound up in this hairbrush. So you could do two things with your magical know-how. You could break the hairbrush, but that might cause a magical explosion. Or you could just pull the hairs out.
Pull the hair out.
You begin pulling hairs out of this magical hairbrush. Yes.
Wouldn't the nice thing to do to be like free all the slaves here.
That's what she's doing in the end, because she can't determine which one is Arabelle's and which one is Mikeyere's and which one is the farmers and which ones belong to who.
I was just saying it would have been a nice thing to do in the end anyway.
Absolutely. As you pull the hairs free from the hairbrush, the chains blow away in the wind and turn to nothingness, possibly allowing you to free that manacle without cause of concern. The clarion klaxon of the alarm continues to sound.
Okay.
The alarm.
I'm gonna run away.
Takes a new and discordant pitch. DJ, you cannot find the source of the alarm. What do you do?
I'm probably gonna be like, DJ!
Oh my. You yell out DJ, and Chari says, I will remember that name. DJ, what do you do?
I run.
You run. All of you run. DJ, maybe two rounds behind. Sasha, two rounds behind. Georgington gets there a round later. That's when Chris, Boris, and Flash arrive. You're at the top of the staircase. When the two of you get there, you're in the...
So Sasha has, like, all of our, like, weapons and stuff, right?
Yes.
So it would be useful if Sasha could catch up to us, because then we could have our weapons.
Well, you're way ahead of her. Georgington rushes. When Sasha and DJ get to the top of the stairs, Georgington has shattered the glass with his mailed fist and is hastily pulling out the 5 special items into a satchel. Chris, Boris, and Flash are halfway down the stairs. And as DJ and Sasha get to the top of the stairs, a swarm of drow guards appear all down the corridor at the other side, about to pour down the other side of the stairs.
We gotta run.
And that is where we'll end the game today.
Yeah.
Oh, flip!
You're wondering if I go wandering with you. What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets and these neighborhoods, head over the river.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales Jr. We'll be back in 1 month with another episode. Our intro and outro music is Through the Woods by the Okie Dokie Brothers. You can find the Okie Dokie Brothers on iTunes at www.okiedokie.org and follow them on Twitter at Okie Dokie Bros. We'd love a review on iTunes, and you can also find us on Twitter at tavern_tales. Thanks for listening.
Come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray, the music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. Round up the troops and get the gang to come. Neighbor.